This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball, and the Halos are home tonight playing the Mariners and hoping to even up the series. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Do appreciate you tuning in. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms, and if you look at either our Instagram or Facebook feed right now, you will see some provocative food imagery from Aaron Robbins' Boneyard Bistro in Sherman Oaks, which, not too surprisingly, is our next subject of conversation. But some incredible barbecue prepared in different ways and just absolutely a killer, moist, tender, and flavorful brisket, which I am still salivating over. And we are enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. I met Aaron Robbins of Boneyard Bistro like year one or year two of the opening of Boneyard Bistro. It's hard to believe because I heard he was doing incredible things with Q out in Sherman Oaks. And as a lot of people know, the San Fernando Valley is not an easy place to operate or open a restaurant. And not only has Aaron at Boneyard Bistro survived for 17 years, but he's done well. And time, high time to have Aaron back on the show. We haven't talked since before the pandemic. And it is a pleasure to welcome the chef proprietor of Boneyard Bistro in Sherman Oaks, Aaron Robbins, to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Chef, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chef. So, busy night?
It's been, Sunday Father's Day is like the grand slam of it all. So, this week's been a little up and down. It's been brutally hot in the valley. And I think everybody got fairly meted out on Sunday. So,
Chef, perish the thought. There's always room for more good Q in my mind.
It was record levels on Sunday.
Well, and also, Aaron, just to let our audience know, in addition to doing dine-in, you have this incredible program that I saw the night I was at the restaurant a few weeks ago, where you do these large platters to go. And I know you were doing a lot of those platters for Father's Day. It must have been hard to keep up with because, boy, space-wise, those are ample assortments.
We kind of advised as many people as we could and online that to put your pre-orders in, because then we're really prepared for it. We had pretty much near record levels on Sunday. We knew 325 people in house, and we only seat 100. So between that and the pre-orders, what happens is everyone gets the same idea. Well, we'll just have it delivered at 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, love you guys, but I missed the window. We, at a certain point, we're so overwhelmed, we kind of have to put those on the pause.
Kidding.
Why we have pre-orders. You can go to our website, pre-order packages, and we have these party packs on. We'll be putting a 4th of July one on. And they're kind of like, it gives us an idea of what we're going to need to do and kind of be ready to roll with it. So that way you come in, you pick it up, and you're out the door, quick, matter of minutes. But it's the last minute, people. That's we do our best, but, it's everybody's thinking the same thought.
Well, Aaron, we know you're a low and slow guy, so pre-ordering is definitely the way to go when you're talking about Boneyard Bistro. Now, Aaron, let's back up a little bit. 17 years ago plus when you opened Boneyard Bistro. You come from a fine dining background. You have pretty serious credentials. What was behind your decision to open Boneyard Bistro, which we should explain to the listeners has a little bit of a split personality because it's just not various types of wonderful barbecue. You know, you do other styles of dishes too, which is unusual for a barbecue joint. Also, Aaron, at the same thought, let's refute the myth that the quality of the barbecue varies inversely proportional to the ambiance. The myth being, you can't have a nice looking, comfortable restaurant and be a real serious barbecue joint. And, you know, you have serious barbecue in a restaurant that has some ambiance and some decor.
Yes. I definitely, you know, we are. Split personality, we're in a constant set level of evolvement all the time. You know, we evolve based on what the economy is saying, what the customers are saying. It's constantly this double line that we weave between more upscale dining and just straight barbecue. It gives me the freedom also to create, depending on where we're going with it, on what I want to come up with. I definitely don't like cooking being bound to certain roles, so we can do that. But as far as the restaurant, I wanted to eat in a nice restaurant. I'm not one to go eat necessarily at fine dining all the time. Occasionally, I like it. But I definitely don't want to be, you know, eating it in a dump of a place. Barbecue has been served at the White House for over 100 years. You know, it's just one of those things that it can be done upscale. We've always done it upscale. I'd say we've toned back some of the plating from extremely intricate plating, but I think food in general, except for a few extreme high-end, ultra-high-end, the plating has become kind of come and gone with being a little more rustic. Also, sometimes when you plate really intricately, the quality of the product can actually suffer because we like our ribs, you know, notched out, but we don't want them split down because as soon as you cut barbecue, the breakdown of it starts. So we try to keep things intact to the last moment, thus to keep the integrity of the product at its absolute peak.
Sure, good little tip along the way. Chef, we're going to get into the various styles of barbecue that you're under your umbrella at Boneyard Bistro. But let's talk about libations, too, because that's important. You have a serious craft beer program, and you also have a serious wine program. Before we go to break, give us a little bit of an overview of what people can expect at Boneyard Bistro, because, again, you don't necessarily associate a serious barbecue restaurant with one that has a deep wine list, and you do.
We do. We've always been a restaurant kind of extremes. We take the food to an extreme level. The beer, we can run up to 42 taps of craft beer. We also have like another 100 bottles in reserves that are aging. We have an aging program for our beer. I just pulled a couple of kegs from 5-6 years ago that have been stored properly in our wine cellar. And then with wine, yeah, it's one of those things. We really have always tried to cultivate wines that are best with our food. A lot of, you know, cabs are great with steaks, but overall the big spice and smoke notes of barbecue really like Zen and Petite Sirah. So we've always cultivated big lists of Turley and Carlisle a few more obscure ones. We have Brown Estate and Fiali and Raffinelli and Martinelli, just huge. Up to one point, we had probably 75 Zins on the list.
Oh, wow.
We carve in a lot of them now so that we can have people going to try it by the glass. So we usually have 5 or 6 Corvins running. And then, you know, but it we love the wine form. We're starting to bring it back during pandemic. It was obviously really toned down. But I think there's a little bit of a taste for wine again, which is really nice to see. And as people are going with it, I'll bring out the bigger and bigger bottles. We're doing getting ready to go up with more of a steak, program. So we will be bringing out some more cabs, but bigger, more rustic-y cabs than just, you know, ultra delicate stuff. And then we got all the bourbons, which were over 100 bourbons. So we like our libations. We like everything kind of on the extreme level.
Well, and a point to add, Aaron, as far as the conversation is concerned, you also do something unusual that I remember, and again, for a barbecue restaurant, totally unexpected. If a guest is willing to buy two or more glasses, you will open virtually anything on your list. Is that still the policy?
It kind of is. It's because we can cord. So... even if it's something that's not on currently we're running on the Corbin, if there's something on the list you want and you want to commit to, you know, two bottles, which is half the bottle, we'll take care of the rest of the bottle. Either we'll Corbin the rest or we'll enjoy it ourselves.
Hey, I like that idea.
But yeah, we have, there's a few really big bottles hiding on the list. And as we see people are returning to it, I have a lot in cellar that I don't have on the list, including like lots of big wines, lots of some really big whiskeys that we're just sitting on them for now, you know, until the time is right to bring them out.
Aaron, they definitely age well, and in terms of the value, they certainly don't depreciate. Aaron, we're going to hold it right there for a moment. We're going to take a quick break and pick up the conversation. We are speaking with chef proprietor Aaron Robbins of Boneyard Bistro in Sherman Oaks, a Valley classic now for over 17 years. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.